This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I know that a lot of us risk it, and we actually text while we're walking sometimes here in America. I know some people even text and drive here in America.
A lot of people.
But do you ever see anybody text and drive a bicycle? Because you can get in trouble for that now in Japan. They have a new law, and you can face jail time if you ride a bicycle while using a cell phone.
That just seems like way overreach for government. I mean, First of all, it's got a built-in punishment system. It will solve itself. You're going to learn quickly that texting and riding a bicycle isn't a great idea.
Okay, so for, like, say, you're on your bicycle and you're using your cell phone, up to 6 months imprisonment or a 100,000 yen fine, which they use yen, obviously, over there.
Okay, so that was useless for us. We don't know what that is.
If you want to do a conversion, you can.
I don't care. I just think it's stupid. You could go to jail for 6 months for texting on a bicycle. Hey, they're not more serious crimes they need to worry about.
If you're on your bicycle, and they ride a lot more bicycles over there than we do. When you go overseas, you see a lot more weird traffic laws and stuff going on. They drive on the wrong side of the road over there.
I do here sometimes.
In case you were using your phone and you cause an accident, it's a $300,000 yen fine.
Which means not $300,000.
Okay.
I mean, you're telling us numbers. All right. So the 100,000 yen was $650.
Okay.
Which is insane.
So if you cause an accident, that's triple that.
Okay. So that would be about $1,800 or so.
And then cycling under the influence. So you're drunk on your bicycle. Yeah. Could you imagine that?
Yes. I mean, they do that to people in lawnmowers too. I think they've gone a little too far with the whole alcohol thing. Yes, driving a car under the influence, riding a motorcycle, those are terrible things. A golf cart or a lawnmower seems incredibly overreaching to make that the same crime.
Well, if you're on the road or if you're on a lawnmower cutting across people's yards, leaving one strip going to the liquor store.
That's a crime, but it's not the same as drunk driving. Now, on the road, yes, I agree with you. Yeah, if you're on the public roads.
But let's say you see some of those cyclists sometimes that are out in the groups, and if they were like passing a bottle of whiskey around. I'm like, that's dangerous already.
So that's what's in those water bottles.
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
And that's why they're blocking traffic.
They think they're on the sidewalk, but they're not.
Okay, but that's pretty hefty fine. And even going to jail.
That's the worst part.
Yeah. So, and I was thinking about vehicles that will be okay for us to text and drive, which I think a lawnmower would be okay. Yeah, do you see anybody mowing their lawn on the riding lawnmower, texting or looking at their cell phone?
I can see the argument you could run over a kid or a cat or something, but in your own yard, I don't think it should matter whether you're turning back a beer while you're mowing the lawn.
All right, let's say you're texting and boating out on the lake. So.
Okay, well, I know drinking and boating is very bad, and it can cause a lot of injuries
and
death.
But texting and boating on that big pontoon boat, if it slow, fine. If you got one of those speed boats and someone's behind you skiing.
I don't know if I agree with you here, man. I feel like there's too many ways to hurt people on a boat. Texting and boating is a bad thing.
Plus, sometimes those logs come up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And land.
Hey, and if you're skiing and texting at the same time, that's not good.
I was driving someone's pontoon, all of a sudden we hear, ba-bam! And I'm like, what was that? They said, land. You can't go between those. They had the things, the buoys in the water. Apparently, you're supposed to go around them.
I guess so.
I'm like, well, I guess I'm out of the driver's seat.
But you know what? They don't tell you what those buoys are for. They're just there.
Why don't they put a little sign on it that would get that an average person have an idea of what it is? They do that on roads.
They just assume you know. And I'm like, you shouldn't assume that with me at all. I will absolutely take this thing on land or whatever else.
I hate when you see them and you're like, okay, which side am I supposed to go on? Yeah. I know it means one side. Deep and one side's not, but which side is it?
Well, apparently when there's two, you don't go in between them.
Really? Because I would have thought just the opposite.
Because normally there's out in the water and you don't go between it and land, but when there's two out in the water...
Well, what if you got land?
I bought a boater, apparently. So I don't.
You got land and land, so you're going to have two of them telling you not to go between them and the land, but then you got to go between them.
That's what my dad will be like. The green one is for Georgia and the red one's for South Carolina or whatever. And I'm like, Dad, I'm just here to get a tan, man. I don't know what any of this means.
So I was in with a buddy in a fishing boat, and he got really shallow, and we got stuck. And he just kept working it and rocking the boat, and I was like, can you hold still? I don't want to go diving into this nasty water.
Ew.
Now, how about a texting and using a baby stroller? Is that okay, you think?
I mean, yeah. Unless you're walking in a major, like, if you're by a bunch of traffic where you could walk out in the street.
Well, you don't want to do that, yeah.
But if you're just going down your neighborhood sidewalk, I don't see a problem.
I see it all the time.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. And, well, texting and walking, obviously, we've talked about that before. Downtown, you see somebody run into, like, a street lamp or a pole.
Just this week, I almost ran into big glass window. I'm thinking I was walking towards the exit of a building.
Yeah.
And I'm looking down, and I look up, and it's just a glass wall. And I'm supposed to turn back there, and this woman looks at me and starts laughing. I said, that's what I get.
Yeah.
I almost ran right, thinking the doors were going to open up. They didn't.
Well, I think the good thing is this will all go away soon, because we're going to eventually have texting that doesn't require this. It'll be like an implant in your...
It won't be. I'll never get an implant.
I don't care about you. I'm talking about most people.
It won't be.
Here's what
lifetime.
They'll start with. They'll have a cell phone, and then they'll have a camera going out your front of your phone to show you where you're walking, and you have a little screen at the top of
you. Bro, they already have that. It's called the camera on the phone.
No, I'm talking about in the top of the phone. Like, because you normally have the phone, cell phone down like this, and they would have a camera in the top part of it. So you can see where you're going.
But you got to look at the little video screen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like...
Well, that's what you got to do when you're texting.
Yeah.
It would just be like you're texting over the video. Like your text would appear above the video.
I wouldn't see the video. I would focus on the text.
True.
You know, y'all can just do voice messages.
That's what I'm saying. Technology's going to get rid of the whole mess anyway.
You know what? We need rear view and front view mirrors on our cell phones is what we need. Little attachments.
Like dash cams?
Yeah, we have little fuzzy dice hanging from our cell phones.
I need a walker. You know, like when people have drivers that drive them. I need a walker just to grab me and walk me places.
There you go. Just walk in front of you.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've been telling you guys about ChatGPT and artificial intelligence and some of the ways it's going to affect our lives. And a lot of people are resistant to this because they don't like it, so they just bury their head in the sand.
Yeah.
But this is an area where ChatGPT is being used that I don't think anyone saw coming. But of course, a woman thought to do it first.
What?
Women are very good at this sort of thing.
Yeah.
There is a woman who started using ChatGPT to help her win fights with her boyfriend.
Oh. Huh.
And he has gone online to ask people whether this is fair or not. So basically what happens is they will be fighting and she'll ask for a pause. She will go enter in the details of the argument along with each person's position on this argument. And since it's a robot, it should theoretically stay neutral. But it seems to always come back and give her the correct answer to win the argument. A 25-year-old guy on Reddit went for advice because his girlfriend uses ChatGPT to win arguments with him. she comes back with a well-constructed argument, breaking down everything he said or did, and he doesn't think it's a fair way to fight, so he asked her to stop. But She ran it through ChatGPT to see if she should stop or not. And ChatGPT said he's just being insecure.
Oh, wow.
Why didn't he just start using it, too?
Now, that's a good question, because then, in theory, you could have the two ChatGPTs argue it out, and then you guys just sit back and wait for the answer.
It's like you lay your cell phones on the table and just push go. We'll see you in a few minutes.
See, and I'd turn it back on her when she would come in there and say, hey, I need you to open this jar of pickles. I'm like, get ChatGPT to do it.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know, apparently you rely on him more than me.
But see, I kind of do this with our security cameras, because I'll tell John, oh, we need to be there at 7. And then if, like, later on, he's like, no, you said 6 or whatever, I'll go back to our security camera and I'll be see, you heard me tell you the wrong time. Let's just move on.
You know what? That's not a bad thing, because there's so many times we misremember stuff.
Yeah.
And so this would probably be bad for me with my wife. But at least then I wouldn't be sitting there mad at her when I would realize, okay, that's my bad. I need to chill out a little bit.
Well, you're very good at arguing, though.
But I wouldn't be as good if someone had a video to show me I was wrong earlier. That would be kind of frustrating. But with ChatGPT, you're going to have to enter the right information or else you'll get a wrong answer. Like, if she doesn't tell it what really happened.
Yeah, see, and I don't trust my brain enough, because I can't remember anything.
So you just use your security camera and feed that data in, and you'll get the real answer.
Wow, why am I even in this argument? I'm just going to let all the technology handle it.
Exactly. And think about it. It won't be long before we just ask Alexa or Google Home or whatever, and we'll be like, hey, which one of us is right on this? And it's going to go, well, I've been listening to your conversation.
Yeah, before you know it, before you even ask, Alexa will be like, shh, you're wrong. Just drop the conversation.
Exactly. She's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
And what happens when ChatGPT starts saying, you know, I don't think this is going to work out between you two. You should probably go ahead and just split up.
It might be right. Might save you for, you know, years of hardship.
I think if you're using that to have your arguments, you probably don't need to be together anyway.
I don't know. Like Tori says, she's doing it. It's working for her.
I was going to say, I feel a little attacked here.
You know what?
John.
Even like here on the show, we argue all the time. We could just use it here when you and I argue, Tom.
Well, to be honest, we already go back sometimes and listen to the discussion, and we'll be like, no, you said this, and then it proves it.
I will say this. It could very well help. If there was an app out there that would tell you where you want to go eat, like, hey, where you want to eat tonight, where you want to eat, and then just push the button and it would tell you where you wanted to eat.
There really is.
Yeah, isn't there something that it'll you put in your restaurants and it'll spin through the restaurants you like and whatever it lands on.
Yeah, but then it lands on something you don't want. Yeah. You're like, oh.
It's like I had Mexican the other day.
But when you use like one of the DoorDash, Uber Eats, or even some of the restaurant apps, it'll immediately offer up things you've had before. It knows the stuff you like. That is already partly here and will definitely be in the future.
My problem is I never know what I want to eat.
That's okay, because ChatGPT does.
But then it'll, like she says, it'll suggest something. I'm like, nah, I'm not in the mood for that.
Have you ever walked into a restaurant, looked at the menu and said, I'm going to go to another restaurant?
Yes.
I have to.
Recently.
No, I'm not likely to do that, because once I'm there, I'm committed.
Well, I did it because of the atmosphere of the restaurant. There weren't a lot of people there. And I'm thinking, is this food going to be fresh because it's dead? Yeah. It's on a busy time that it should have been busy.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, maybe just have a drink and leave.
And I saw something the other day. Y'all were talking about deciding where to go. The guy gets in the car with his girlfriend and he's like, guess where I'm taking you tonight?
Yes.
And she's like, Olive Garden. And he's like, you're right. Because he had no idea.
That was genius. That was genius.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, a lot of people are glad that the election is over. One of the number one complaints about the election this year was all the political harassment calls and robocalls that people receive during the election season.
I got a lot of texts, too.
Yes.
Well, when you're single, you need some companionship.
Bless your heart.
Well, you know what? I got one of those robocalls, or may I say, not robocalls, but a telemarketer political call. And Thelma happened to be home, and she answered the phone. But right before Election Day, and I saved the crank call for a crank call Thursday. I wanted to try to shock this political telemarketer with the most obnoxious, ridiculous thing that I could, or Thelma could think of. And so this is why it happened.
Hello?
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 Oh, good afternoon, ma'am.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Good. My name is Anthony. I'm calling for the National Congressional Committee.
Hello? Yes.
I'm calling on a one-question opinion poll.
Yes.
And please hold the line afterwards so we get your response.
Yeah.
I'm.
Your voice has changed because you had a man voice earlier.
No, it wasn't me. I took the call because he was in another call. I didn't want you to have to.
Oh, I thought it was the same person. I thought his or her voice. Sure, certainly change.
Oh, no.
Yes. I thought I was losing my mind for a minute.
No, you're not.
I'm 83 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think women should hold office. I'll be honest, I don't think we should be allowed to vote.
Oh, okay.
You too?
Is
that what you believe?
I mean, I feel everybody has a right to their own opinion.
Yeah, but not to vote, though, right?
I don't agree with that, but I mean, like I said...
Yeah, I'm glad you're with I'm glad you're with me. You don't agree that women should vote. I agree. All right, and so...
Well, I'll tell you, this year's elections, they are our best chance to send a big message. In addition to the TV ads, direct mail, and a huge internet campaign, we're also recruiting thousands of neighborhood activists to educate and get millions of brand new conservative voters to the polls.
I agree.
But we are asking if you'll support just one, and because I know you are as concerned as we are about our future.
Well, I will do this for you. I will vote no. And I can guarantee you that.
Well, good. We do appreciate
that. Well, I'm glad I could help today. Thank you so much.
Sure. You have a good day.
I will say this, too. I once believed that there should not be any female telemarketers, but after having this conversation with you, I feel that it is okay for a woman to hold that position as well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, ma'am.
You're very welcome. That was a compliment, you know.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
You have a good day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Thelma is quite old school.
Boy, she is, ain't she? I thought that was kind of outrageous and obnoxious.
By, like, quite old school, I mean, like, pre-1920 or something.
I know. Well, I know. She is older, but I thought that that was a great way to get back at a election telemarketer.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, studies say that headrests and seat pockets and tray tables are the dirtiest things on airplanes. Anytime I get on an airplane, I think about, you know, the people's head that's been back, you know, laid back, taking a nap because he got cooties and
you
stuff.
You kind of live in a state of misery worrying about germs.
I know.
I get in that window seat and I put my face on that window and sleep all the way to where I'm going.
You lick it.
I put my feet up on a windowsill. Yeah, I get you, Cato.
Not to mention, that's where everybody coughs, too, in that seat. Because you don't want to turn and cough on your neighbor, right. So you turn and cough towards the window.
It's okay. I think I'm okay.
Oh, God. Can I get a note for home?
That's not the only seat that's nasty. According to a new study, they found 70% of restaurant chairs contain up to 17 strains of bacteria and E. coli.
Okay, E. coli is not good, but when you tell me bacteria, I don't give a rat's butt. Yeah. Because bacteria is on everything, good and bad. Is it bad bacteria is the question.
I did see a meme that showed a bacteria, and it had a little tushy on it, and it was like a green little thing and had a little butt on the back, and I saw a fronteria. Yeah, it was covered up.
Oh, that's funny.
They sell, they say hotel rooms and, of course, the upholstered chairs that you sit in, all those people that, you know, they come straight out of the shower and they are like just sitting right there on the chair without a towel or anything.
Well, who does that? That's disgusting. Unfortunately, probably the guy in the room before you.
Well, then I'm not doing that. I don't even sit on the comforter. A lot of times, if I'm going to sit on my bed, I pull that comforter down.
I sit on the comforter, but I'm not sitting on a chair no more. Not without a towel down.
Okay, how about movie theaters? You know,
definitely don't sit on those naked.
No, you lay your head back. Do you not think about the person's head that was there right before
Why
you?
Why would that matter? Unless they had lice, what difference would it make?
I haven't been to the movie theater in over 4 years, close to 5 years since I've been to a movie. In a theater.
Yeah, okay. Doctor's office, you sit in those chairs, you don't think about that?
Yeah, you think about it, but not the hair. You just think about the general germs.
The doctor's office, they have that deli paper.
In the lobby.
In the lobby, in the waiting room.
They should have the deli paper in the lobby.
They should.
So the chairs we sit in are germy. That's not the only thing. These are some of the germiest places we do touch in public, and that's a touch screen. You know, a lot of restaurants, too, now, you order with a touch screen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, think about all the, you know, cooties and stuff on that.
Just wash your hands before you dig in that bag of fries.
That's what the hand sanitizer everyone seems to carry does. And if you don't, there is a woman with some in her purse nearby.
Yep.
All right. Anything you touch, like ATM machines that you got to put your number in. Your credit card machines at checkout and stuff, the gas station.
What are you doing? Are you mashing your whole hand? I mean, I'm just touching it with the tip of my fingers. There's not that much to clean up.
Yeah, but some people are gross. Like, you ever seen a kid at a buffet?
Yeah.
I want this one. No, I'm going to put that one back. I want this one.
I saw these kids at the Golden Corral chocolate fountain sticking their finger in the chocolate and licking it. I'm like, I'm not getting that chocolate fountain today.
Double dipping, there you go. Yeah.
I'd have told on them.
Speaking of kids, playgrounds are nasty and germy because they're up there, they got their cold, or, you know, it's cold outside and they got that runny nose.
Let me write that down.
It's all over the slide, and that's why they're, you know, that slide's super slick.
Yeah, but then some of those slides get so hot, you got to think maybe it just burns off the bacteria.
Exactly.
Because it's burning off a layer of skin.
That's
so
true, yeah. A lot of times, I remember when my kids were like really young, that you get that electric static shock.
Yes, you do.
And so they'd be coming down, and I'm thinking, oh, no, I don't want to shock, and you like just let them go.
Yeah, their hair sticking straight up when they come at the bottom of the slide.
I'm not catching you this time, son.
They hit the bottom, they're like, ow, and you're like, walk it off. You're fine.
Shopping carts are germy, too.
Do you use that little handy wipe?
Most of the time I do,
but you can't get every spot on that shopping cart. You know what? I want to rub it down.
They're not that big of germs. If you get it mostly wiped down, you're good.
But you know what, Tom? You talk about germs all the time and how you got, like, you stick your pinky up your nose with hand sanitizer.
That's because you're coughing during this break,
That's good bacteria.
Hey, and I did see something. You're doing it right because the less friends you have, the less likely you are to get a cold.
Well, trust me. Yeah. I'm in good shape.
Yeah.
I don't want that many friends.
Does they cough on you?
My friends don't always turn out to be that great of friends.
All right. Anywhere you exercise and you're sitting on that sweaty, nasty exercise machine right after that guy that didn't wipe it down after. And what's that? His towel's already nasty.
See, and I always spray it down before I sit down, too. But then you feel bad because they'll turn back and see you doing it. And it's like, oh, it's nothing personal. Sorry.
It's sweat. That makes sense. You might as well wipe it down.
No, but you don't want to hurt their feelings.
I don't care about their feelings.
Is this after they've already cleaned it and wiped it down?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, if they cleaned it and wiped it down, I don't worry. If they didn't clean it and wipe it down, I'm wiping it down.
That's why he gave me that look. Well,
who am I kidding? I'm never going to be in a gym.
That's true. Restaurant menus, we've mentioned that before.
Yeah. But I mean, the Mexican ones have salsa all over it. Yeah. Because I drop salsa on the Mexican menu.
And it doesn't seem like that really has germs.
Nah.
It's just salsa.
And why do you even look at a menu? Because I usually get the same thing every time.
Yeah, but you want to see what their version looks like.
Yeah, it's true.
And speaking of restaurants, last one, fruit wedges, they say. Those little slices of the lemon that you put on your water or your sweet tea. Research looked into dozens of wedges.
Yep.
And they found that nearly 70% of them, the lemons, had disease-causing microbes.
This came out years ago.
Many years. And
yeah, it's like some of them, they found fecal matter on the lemon rind.
Yeah, because the people who cut them up have it on their fingers.
Yeah, so I never, my mom still doesn't understand why I do not get lemon in my water or tea. I do not want the lemon on my glass.
I figured the germs are still so puckered up, they can't bother to bite you. They're like, it's a sour.
True. And I still get my lime in my Corona.
You're poking that all the way down
all
in.
All the way with my finger.
My nasty, germy finger.
It's got salsa on it.
Well, be careful if you go out in public. There's germs out there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.